You're listening to Vatican Radio. The global Catholic peace network Pax Christi International has welcomed Pope Francis's message for World Peace Day, calling on the Church to invest in non-violent ways of resolving wars and conflicts. The message, entitled Non-Violence, a Style of Politics for Peace, was published in December to mark the Catholic Church's observance of World Peace Day on January the 1st. In the message, the Pope notes that violence leads to suffering through forced migrations, environmental destruction, terrorism and organised crime, as well as a deadly cycle of retaliation that ends up benefiting merely a few warlords. Among those welcoming the Pope's words is Marie Dennis, co-president of Pax Christi International and former director of the Maryknoll Office for Global Concerns. A mother of six, she has also served on the White House Task Force on Global Poverty and Development and writes regularly on peace building from a Catholic perspective. I spoke to Marie about the significance of this message and about a recent Rome conference on nonviolence, which Pax Christi jointly sponsored.
We are just delighted with the World Day of Peace message that Pope Francis sent out on this new year. It's an important year because it is the 50th World Day of Peace message, but it is an extraordinary message on nonviolence, a style of politics for peace. Yes, we did have a quite wonderful meeting that was co-sponsored by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace and Pax Christi International last April in Rome on the theme of nonviolence and just peace. Following that conference, we made a proposal to the Vatican to make nonviolence the theme for this World Day of Peace message, and we were just delighted that Pope Francis did follow that suggestion and has written a really extraordinary document on the theme of nonviolence.
This message talks about active nonviolence as a way of life. What exactly does this mean? And is it right to see it perhaps as a significant development in Catholic teaching?
Yes. Pope Francis is very clear in his message that active nonviolence is not passivity. It is not withdrawing from engagement, even in a world that is already very violent, but that it is both a way of life, a spirituality, but also a very powerful set of tools, if you will, that can help us respond to threats of extreme violence, to dangerous situations, without worsening the situation. So Pope Francis speaks about nonviolence in a very deep and thoughtful way, and I think does take an important step in the direction of nonviolence as a message for the Catholic community worldwide, that our way of engaging the world has to more closely reflect the life and teachings of Jesus.
And yet you talk about the violent world we live in. The Pope talks about resisting the temptation to retaliate. And as you know, though, many people would say this is no way to be tackling the kind of terrorism that we've seen in action again over just the past week or so in Berlin, in Istanbul and so on.
There's no doubt about the fact that we live in a very challenging situation in which the suggestion that active strategic nonviolence could actually respond to even the extreme violence that we see, that suggestion is often written off as simply utopian. But we believe very deeply with Pope Francis that the possibilities for a nonviolent response that addresses long-term needs in local communities, that addresses the very deep roots of violence, is more likely to produce a lasting and a just peace. When you look at the consequences of the ways that we have been responding over the past centuries to violence, when you look at where we are in the long run following a decision to respond to violence with more violence, what we're seeing is that we never quite get to a really just peace. And so we believe that if we as a world invested the intellectual and financial resources, the creativity that the global family has spent developing the tools of war, if we spent that kind of creativity and energy and commitment in developing the tools of active nonviolence, that we would go a lot farther in responding even to very dangerous situations. We know it's not magic. We know that this is not going to be a sort of instant turnaround. But when we listened during our conference in April and since then to many, many people who are living in the midst of terrible violence in places like South Sudan and Syria and Iraq and so on, what we heard, what we hear them saying over and over again is, please stop the wars. It's not an answer. There is a beautiful letter that was reported actually on Vatican Radio in the last few days from the pastor of a Catholic church of St. Francis in Aleppo in Syria, who thanked Pope Francis for this message, this World Day of Peace message on nonviolence. He said that the children in his parish have been praying unceasingly for an end to the violence, an end to the war. We believe that nonviolence has much, much more potential than we have thus far seen operative in our world.
Finally, Marie, what kind of reactions have you seen there in the United States? Because this message isn't just directed at the Catholic community, is it? It's for all religious and political leaders. And I'm wondering what kind of response there has been from any religious or political leaders there in the United States.
The response has been very interesting. On the one hand, a quite remarkable number of people, both within the Catholic community and beyond, have recognized the significance of a move in this direction. What would happen if we all learned the tools of active nonviolence and put them into practice? At the same time, I think there is a concern on the part of others, probably all of us at some level, that this is just too utopian an idea, that in the real world it would be impossible. And I think in the long run, the challenge now is to generate conversations about this within our own communities, at a parish level, at a diocesan level, at a national level, to generate conversations about the potential for this, even in the political arena, to think together about how we might move to a different stage in order to think in different ways about how to resolve the conflicts that are inevitable in our world and that don't necessarily have to result in terrible violence. So the reactions have been mixed. I think for me, the most challenging reaction is among those who just don't see this as something significant, who haven't quite begun to imagine what would happen if, for example, how many Catholics are there in the world, over a billion Catholics in the world? What if every Catholic in the world understood the power of active nonviolence, was able to identify situations that were likely to become violent, and to bring to bear in that context some of the tools that would defuse situations that might otherwise become very violent? What if the church institutionally began to engage with and advocate at a national and multilateral level, at the UN and so on, to focus more on how do we prevent the emergence of the kind of extremist groups that we now see present in our world? How do we discourage and sort of pull people away from that kind of extremist thinking? How do we think long-term as well as short-term? But when we're faced with a situation like we have been faced with in Aleppo in the last few weeks, or in the northern part of Iraq in the last few years, and on in Nigeria and elsewhere, how do we anticipate responding in more creative and less violent ways? Many people are concerned that somehow this is a move that is in repudiation of what has been a more traditional framework for Catholic response in situations of violence and war, which has been the just war theory. But this is very consistent with where the church has been moving theologically over the last century as more and more situations have become evident where active nonviolence, strategic non-cooperation, and so on have been very effective. The church, too, has been saying, well, perhaps we need to pay more attention. Our request as a conference last spring was to ask that the church, if you will, put the just war theory on the shelf for a while, leave that, if necessary, to political decision makers, well ensconced in international law and so on and so forth. And for the church as a body trying to imitate the life of Christ would really invest its energy and resources in developing a new framework rooted in active nonviolence to help our world move beyond perpetual war and violence.
My thanks to Marie Dennis, co-president of Pax Christi International.